places I've been to is Baghdad, Iraq. Not many people have been there who are not from Iraq. It's difficulty of visas, blah, 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 blah. I was in Baghdad earlier this year. I don't have to tell you why. But the point is this. I was there. And the craziest thing for me when I got to Iraq, you expect to see and hear a whole bunch of crazy things. But the things, there's three things that really stood out to me. One, there was cosmetic surgery clinics everywhere, which I thought was really weird. Like, all the Iraqi women are getting cosmetic surgery. The second thing that surprised me, I guess, which I didn't really expect, is that you saw, there's money in Iraq. You see some Porsches, you know, inside of the hotels, there's Rolex stores, you can charter private jets. There's certainly money in Iraq. Don't be fooled for a second thinking there's no money there because of the war. Yeah, America plundered a lot of it, but there's plenty left. And the third and most crazy thing to me is there was Chinese people everywhere. I may as well have been in Beijing when I was in Iraq. The Chinese were everywhere. And the reason they were there is because China is rebuilding Iraq. You have to understand how the world works, but basically it's very simple. The Western world makes up a bullshit reason to destroy a country. America sends American men to die and spends trillions of dollars turning a prosperous country into a shithole. Once it's a shithole, it needs rebuilding. But the country can't rebuild itself because it doesn't have the technical know-how, doesn't have the manpower, doesn't have the resources, doesn't have the fucking minerals, whatever they fucking need. So they have to go to someone and say, please, can you build our country in return for money? But the Western world won't rebuild the country because they're under some sanction for human rights violations or some other bullshit. So basically, America fucks the country up, and the only person who has the technical know-how, the materials, the manpower, the skill set, and the will to fix their country is China. Buckle the fuck up.
Hustlers University 2.0. Hustlers University 2.0 is an online resource I have built out of spite to resist the oppressive forces. Just like Morpheus does his best to try and awaken people inside the Matrix via Neo. That's what I'm doing. I show people how to make money with one of 21 modern wealth creation methods. I'm talking about making money now, fast, turning your money into more money, or making money from zero. That's what I'm teaching with 21 different wealth creation methods, 21 different professors, daily lessons, and daily work plans. You can make money near instantly. That's what Hustlers University is. The link is in the description.
If you go to any of these countries, China's rebuilding them. Every highway being built in Africa is built by the Chinese. Iraq is being rebuilt by the Chinese. Syria will be rebuilt by the Chinese. The Chinese are rebuilding all of this. American men go and die, and Chinese businessmen come and make fucking billions and billions of dollars in profit. How stupid is that? But that's the reality of the situation. Well, the reason I'm saying this is I was watching the news the other day, and I like to read the news that no one else gives a shit about. If you scroll right down to the very, very, very bottom, you can see some interesting news that isn't reported because most people don't give a shit. But basically, Africa and its Africa is trying to become prosperous as every other country is, and they're doing huge business with the Chinese. There's schools in Africa now teaching Chinese. Most Africans speak their native language in Chinese. There is no English needed anymore. China are the only people doing business with Africa because, well, three reasons. One, they don't give a fuck about any kind of violation or sanction, which other countries do. Two, they're fearless. The Chinese are fearless, bro. Me and my brother were eating a kebab in Iraq. We're sitting there eating a kebab. You start to hear an AK. We're like, what the fuck? We start looking around. Chinese don't even look. They don't even care. They're just sitting there eating a kebab. Yeah, AK. If you're going to shoot me in the head, shoot me in the head. But if not, I'll go work tomorrow. They're straight about the money. And this is the third point. The Chinese will go anywhere for cash. If I were to say to you right now, you can make $10,000 a month if you go and live in the Democratic Republic of the Congo in a forest with malaria. Do you want to go? You'll say, no, I ain't worth the money. Whereas a Chinese person's like, yeah, money. Yeah, okay. If there's money, they'll go. They don't give a shit where they end up as long as they get paid. And that's why Africa's being completely rebuilt by the Chinese. Every highway, every power plant, every dam, everything that the Africans can't build themselves, the Chinese are building. And anyway, the point is, when I was scrolling through the news, I was scrolling, and the Chinese had built a power plant, I think it was in Zambia, and they built a power plant in Zambia, and they gave the Zambian government like $10 billion American dollars, and the African government, the Zambian government, didn't pay them back on time like they're supposed to, so now China has commandeered their power plant. China now owns the only power plant in the country, and if you want electricity to work, you better pay us. I'll be long dead. All of you watching this will be long dead. But in 300 years from now, when China has conquered the entire earth and we're sitting there going, how did this happen? This is how China is going to conquer the world. It's not going to conquer the world through some big military. People go, oh, China and America are going to have a war. There's not going to be no big war, none of that dumb shit. It's going to be conquer the world fiscally. It's going to be conquering the world financially. It's doing that through investing in foreign and developing markets where no one else is interested. Or the people who are interested are hindered because of international sanctions or hindered by their ability to risk their life for a few dollars profit. And the Chinese don't give a fuck. That's why China's going to come.